Guys, it's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio here, and today I just thought I'd talk about how you don't need to be perfect on this alkaline journey. So I hope that that's the best way that I kind of paraphrase that, and my meaning to that. I'll kind of explain a little bit more on that. You know, so when I'm saying you don't need to be perfect along this journey, I'm trying to say that from a standpoint of so as I've told you guys in some of my past podcasts, there's honestly there's not a lot of places here that have a lot of alkaline foods, right? So because of that, there's not a lot of places that I could go to, like restaurants in the area that I could go to in order to find some good foods and then just eat, right? So normally when I'm going to any of like the juice bars here or any of the restaurants here, like the vegan restaurants here, I kind of just take things out of some of the meals that they already have made, so that I could make it as alkaline as I can, right? So let's say if you go to like a restaurant and they have like a salad or something like that. I think the other day they had a kale salad with some like dressing on it, carrots, raisins. There was just a lot of stuff, right? Like essentially there's a lot of stuff on there, you know, most of it was alkaline, but like the carrots and the raisins weren't alkaline, right? So the salad dressing. So instead, what I did was I just ended up telling the waitress that do it without any salad dressing, without the raisins, and without the carrots, right? So this way, I could still eat according to the list, but at the same time, I don't really need to like starve myself, right? And like sometimes you might not have your food prepared and etc., right? And you know, you just want to quickly eat something, and you know, you're gonna stop at one of the whatever's closely located to you, right? And what's most convenient to you, and you're obviously just gonna end up having that, right? That's totally fine. The moral of just what I'm saying is that, you know, you don't need to be perfect along this journey from a perspective of always having to specifically eat from whatever the foods are on the guideline, right? So a prime example is this. I forgot who it was during this alkaline journey that I remember hearing this from. This was like about like a year ago, but I remember, again, when I remember, I'll remind you guys on a future podcast, but I forgot who it was, but I remember her saying something to the extent of it's a nutritional guide, and so it's essentially just a guideline for us to use, right, when we're first getting started on this journey. But as you you've been on this journey for a long time, right? I know some of you guys out there, you guys have probably been on this in this journey for, you know, years, right? Decades maybe even, right? And I know some of you guys essentially what you guys do is you just you know, search out yourselves what foods are good for you and what foods aren't good for you, right? Like I've told you guys in the past, there's some foods that I eat that aren't really on the nutritional guide, but I know that they're not foods that are really too detrimental to my body, and they're not bad for me, so I choose to eat them, right? A couple of examples is like I know I eat eggplant. That's not on the list, but I know that when I went into like a deep research into finding out more about eggplant, I realized that you know, it's not that bad for you, and it's not it's not extremely detrimental to the human body, right? It's kind of the along the same thing along the lines of like onion, right? I know that onion's on the nutritional guide, but technically it's acidic, right? That's the reason why when you cut it, it like makes your eyes burn and etc., right? So it's on the guide because it's one of the least detrimental things to your body, right? So even though it is acidic, it's one of the least detrimental things to the human body. And, you know, Dr. Sebi knew that a lot of people that are first off, when they're transitioning to this lifestyle, they still need to eat, right? And a lot of the foods that we're used to eating and we're raised on, you know, you can't just go cold turkey, right? I know that when I first started, it was like damn near impossible for me to go cold turkey right at the start and just, you know, just totally jump in this alkaline journey, right? But like I told you guys, you know, it gets a little easier when you start to realize, you know, the benefits of eating these foods and how it just makes you feel amazing and all the other benefits that come with it, right? But anyway, the moral of the point is just essentially that, right? Like, you know, you don't need to be perfect to this lifestyle, but what you do need to do is just be disciplined, right? So if you know that you've been consuming foods that aren't on the nutritional guide and that aren't good for you, you know, you probably shouldn't be straying away from the nutritional guide then, right? But if you're somebody that's super strict and that's always eating according to the guideline and they don't really like steer off of that, and there's like every like now and then you might choose to you know, eat something that's not on the list. Now, I'm not saying it needs to be like extremely bad for you. Maybe it's just something that's not on the list, right? And you know that maybe it is good for you, but it's just not on the nutritional guide, right? And you know, you should be able to eat that, right? And not feel bad about it, right? I remember, so, you know, as much as I love this community and I love how everybody's, you know, for each other and, you know, peace, love, and unity, and we all want to see each other thrive, right? And live happy, healthy lives. I've come across certain groups where some people will be posting their foods and like it'll be like a nutritional, like a Dr. Sebi alkaline group or like an alkaline page, whatever it is, right? And they'll post their food and, you know, some of the things that will be on their plate won't be according to the nutritional guide. And, you know, you'll see some people actually like kind of ostracize these people and get mad, right? And it's like, first off, that's not even what this movement's even about. This movement's about peace, love, and unity. You know, you shouldn't be getting mad and judging other people, you know, for just because, you know, they have a couple foods here and there that aren't on the nutritional guide, right? Like, it is a guideline, right? It's a guideline. And as you slowly start to gain more and more of an understanding of this alkaline lifestyle and what the foods Dr. Sebi says is good for you, right? Which is first-generation foods, foods that God created for us and that are good for us, right? Not man-made foods, not foods that are detrimental to the human body, right? Like an example of maybe some of the foods that we eat that you know, there's first generation ones, products that are actually good for you, right? So like the orange carrot isn't good for you, right? But I know that I remember reading one of his little quotes on him talking about the purple carrot and how the purple wild carrot is actually good for you, right? So if you could get your hands on that, then, you know, great. But if you can't get your hands on that, then, you know, it is what it is, right? I know that a lot of us, we don't live in areas where a lot of these foods are readily available to you, right? Like, I know out here in Vancouver, it's cold almost all year round. And, you know, we don't get soursop here, right? So, you know, it's like almost impossible for me to get my hands on soursop unless I'm going to be paying a lot of money for it. So, you know, sometimes I'm just not able to get it, right? And so, like, that's essentially just all I'm trying to explain is that, you know, you don't need to be perfect on this lifestyle as long as you're you totally believe in it and you totally, like, devour yourself in this information and, you know, just being a part of this movement, right? This movement is just about living a healthy, happy lifestyle. And as long as you're sticking to those concepts, you know, you're sticking to the concepts of Dr. Sebi and, you know, all of his followers, right? We're all just trying to help one another and, you know, see each other succeed. And, you know, that was kind of just something that I just wanted to talk about today was just that, right? Because I noticed a lot of times, you know, sometimes people might feel like they need to be perfect, right? And I've told you guys numerous times, I'm not perfect, right? I rear off and don't eat some foods that aren't on the guide, right? You know, one of the things on the guide, you know, like this is pretty random, but like one of the things that I use as a sweetener in my foods to like replicate chocolate is carob powder, right? Now, carob powder isn't on the Dr. Sebi nutritional guide, but it's from the carob bean, which is, you know, it's a non-hybridized plant, right? That, you know, is essentially, it's a bean that's I guess they like ground it up and it, so I just get it in like a little bag. It's called carob powder. It's a powder and I'll make like brownies out of it, like chocolate chip cookies, you know, whatever the case may be. So like that's not on the nutritional guide, but I know I follow a bunch of people that are on this alkaline lifestyle with me, and you know, I've seen them use carob powder and talk about carob powder, and then it made me kind of go you know, take a deep dive into finding out what this what carob is and, you know, if it's good for you. And then, you know, I came to the conclusion that it is, right? And I noticed that there's a lot of people in this alkaline community that use it, right? And it's not on the guide. So like, this is just kind of like a couple of examples, right? Because I know that when I first got started, you know, I didn't really have any of this information and I was kind of like lost sometimes. And I would feel like, you know, almost like I would feel guilty about like eating foods that aren't specifically on the guide. But when I remember following, again, I'll tell you her page name when I remember it, right? But I can't really remember who it was, but I just remember seeing her talk about how this is just, it's a guide and it's a guideline for mostly for people that are first getting started in on this journey, right? And so it's something really easy and something that could be simplified to them and it could get them started on this track, right? And so, yeah, just this is essentially what I'm saying is that, you know, as you slowly start to get a more and more of an understanding of this lifestyle and of this journey and, you know, how this alkaline lifestyle is, you'll start to realize that, you know, you're your best, you're the best person to figure out what's the best thing for you to eat, right? So just understand why the foods are on the nutritional guide, and realize that, okay, well, if you find some other foods that aren't on the guide, like specifically, but, you know, they check off all the things that Dr. Sebi's talking about that he's looking for, you know, in foods, right? Which is like non-man-made foods that are actually going to give the body minerals, and, you know, foods that aren't acidic, and foods that aren't detrimental to the human body, right? And so that's essentially, you know, what I just kind of wanted to get across, because I know that along this journey, some of you guys out there are like masters and pros at this, right? And you guys are like 24/7 sticking to this alkaline lifestyle, and, you know, going raw fasting, and making sure that, you know, you're sticking to your P's and Q's, and eating everything to accordance, right? But like, I don't want this to be a place, and you know, I just hate to see that during this journey. And along this journey, you know, of kind of just meeting all these different types of people that are in this movement with me, I just don't like that part is the part where I start seeing people, like, people just judging one another, right? Like, I would never want to be, I know I would never want to look at somebody and be like, hey, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, I don't want to be that type of person. I'm going to stick to what I know is right, and like, obviously sticking to the nutritional guide, right? And like, we all should stick to that as best as we can. But you know, there might be certain situations where you might not be able to get your hands on some of these foods, and you know, it's okay if you kind of you know, steer off of the guide, right? But just know that you if you are steering off the guide, what you're consuming, you should just know that it's good for you, right? Like, do your own research, find the stuff out yourself, and just start to kind of compare it to how Dr. Sebi's just compared to some of the foods on Dr. Sebi's nutritional guide, right? And just kind of just realize, okay, well, if you know, like, again, how he was using onions as an example, right? Like, he has it on the guide because it's one of the least detrimental things to the human body, and it's something that, you know, everyone's gonna still want to consume, right? Like, he can't just cut us off of, you know, a majority of these foods, because, you know, around the world, a lot of us only have those foods that are on the guide, right? Like, I know Fonio wasn't on his list for the longest time, right? It was just amaranth, wild rice, quinoa, and teff, right? Fonio wasn't on the list because he's like, Fonio is not readily available all over the world, so he just didn't bother putting it on the list, because he just didn't see a reason for it, because a lot of people aren't going to be able to get their hands on it. So, like, these are just kind of just examples that I'm throwing out there, because I just want some of you guys to also be a little bit weary when, you know, maybe some of you guys have been in the situation where you have called other people out, right? And I know that the first thing that we learn on this journey is that, you know, love is the main ingredient, is one of the main things that you need before you even get started on this journey. So, you know, we shouldn't really be hating on each other and saying, you know, rude comments to each other. We should all just be trying to uplift each other and help each other, right? I don't know about you, but like, that's the reason why I love this community, why I love, you know, interacting with so many people in this community, is for that reason, right? Is that we're not sitting here judging people. We're not sitting here saying, oh, you need to do this, 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 and this. No, we're just like, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Like, I come across so many different alkaline, you know, alkaline vegans, whatever we want to call them, right? Alkaline eclectics, whatever the name is you want to be specific about. I come across so many different people, right? Now, I know that there's certain people in this alkaline journey that I follow that eat mostly raw foods and fast, and they don't really eat a lot of cooked foods. And I know that I follow a lot of people in this alkaline journey that eat mostly cooked foods, and they don't eat a lot of raw foods and fast and do things like that, right? And I know a lot of people like, and like, you know, these are just examples, right? And I know obviously fasting is important, especially through the process for people that are like really terminally ill and that are really sick, right? You should be fasting, because that's like the best way and the quickest way for you to get better. But like, again, guys, I'm just trying to let you guys understand just that, right? Like, we just shouldn't be sitting here judging each other. We're all not perfect. There's all little things that we could all get better at. I know every single day there's little things that I tell myself, oh, you know, Aaron, you could have done that better. You could have done that better. You could have done that better. So essentially, it's just that, right? I want to just put that out there, that you don't need to be perfect. And if there's some of you guys that are struggling while on this journey, just realize we've all struggled when we first got started. You know, I still struggle every now and then now, right? Like, I've explained to you guys, right? Sometimes you're not prepared with your foods and stuff, and you know, like, life happens, right? And you know, you gotta like, you obviously have to consume something, you have to eat something, right? So, you know, whatever it is, wherever you are, just try to be creative with whatever it is, right? Let's say if you're at a juice bar, try to stick to whatever foods are on the list. And if there's some foods here and there that, you know, might go in your shake that aren't on the list, you know, that's fine. But just make sure that they're not foods that are like really bad for you. And as long as you know that, well, then, you know, you're great, right? As long as you know what you're consuming and what you're putting inside your body. I think that's like one of the main things that you understand along this journey is that's what Dr. Sebi wanted to teach us, is that, you know, we should know for ourselves what we should and shouldn't be eating. And, you know, you'll start to understand, right? Like as you start getting on this journey for a longer and longer period of time, you'll realize when you eat foods that you just shouldn't be eating, it's not even going to sit well in your stomach and sit well in your body, right? And it's going to, you know, your body's going to tell you and let you know that, listen, I don't like this stuff. So like, that's just kind of just my take on it, guys. You know, I love the togetherness that we have in this community, and I feel like that's like one of the best parts about this community. And you know, I just don't want that to kind of be taken away. And I know it's probably just a couple people out there that do this stuff, but you know, I just wanted to bring this up for some of these people that you know, feel like they just feel like they need to stick to exactly the nutritional guide and stick to exactly what everyone in this community is saying that you need to eat. Because I know that there's a lot of people that I follow in this community that, you know, eat different things, right? Like I know the one lady that I was following the other day, she was making cookies and she was using baking soda. And then she's explaining how baking soda is not bad for you and how it's alkaline and et cetera, right? And then I know that there's some people that, you know, will say baking soda is not good for you at all, right? And you kind of just got to do your own research. And I know that when I've done my research, I think I've come to the conclusion, you know, I'm kind of, again, I'm stuck in the middle, right? And there's parts of that when I go deeper in that, you know, as long as you're getting baking soda that doesn't have aluminum in it, I guess it can be alkaline, right? But then a lot of baking sodas do have aluminum in it. So then there's also that, right? So I don't know. So essentially all I'm trying to explain to you guys is just that, like, you know, knowledge is wealth, and you guys should just be looking through this stuff yourselves. You know, if next time you feel like you're going to say something rude to one another, right, like just think twice, right? Because before, when we first got started on this journey, we're all humans. We all didn't know what we knew before we know it now, right? So I know that there's a lot of us, like, I didn't know the stuff that I know now. I wouldn't have known this stuff 4 years ago, right? So I just want you guys to kind of just be weary of that. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning every day. It's about continuing to just getting better as a person and get better as a human being, right? Like truly understanding that at the end of the day, what you're going to start to realize is that as you consistently keep trying to build that discipline within yourself to stay on this nutritional guide, there's so many different things that start transforming in your life. It's crazy. You know, like I've told you guys in the past, right? Your mental clarity gets better. Your mood is better. You know, the way you think, the way you act, the way you talk, like all this stuff starts to get a little bit better. You know what I mean? Because you're growing as a person every single day by doing these things that are tough in certain situations, right? Like when you're out with your friends and family, you might be tempted to want to eat certain things or consume certain things, and you're like, no, listen, I can't be doing that, right? I can't be doing that. I need to stick to my spring water and my whatever it is that you have, right? Your currants, your teas, whatever the case may be, right? Like we need to try to stick with these foods. And you know, if there is a point in time where you're not able to get your hands on a lot of these foods, you know, just make sure that whatever you're consuming isn't detrimental to the body. It's not bad for the human body, and it's not bad for your body. And you know, and just know what you're putting inside your body. You know, that's essentially all I wanted to talk about, and what I wanted to, you know, say today, my little rant for today. And yeah, guys, you know, that's all I wanted to say for today, guys. I hope you guys, again, if you guys enjoy my podcast, it'd be awesome if you guys gave it 5 stars, shared, you know, liked it, you know, shared it with some of your friends, and speak to you guys soon. See you guys. Bye.